Blog Talk Radio.
This is George Gamond, and welcome to the show. And it is Tuesday, last time I checked. And how is everyone today? You know, I started off on a theme today, and I was thinking about, what am I going to talk about today? And I'm thinking about in my own life, the things that have happened, and my family moved away, and I'm kind of alone, and, woe is me kind of crap, right? And then I read an article, and I'll share the article with you. And if you're going to call in, let's talk about whatever's going on in your life. But the word today is fun. I mean, I changed my theme. I was going to talk about grief and all that heavy stuff. But then I got reading an article, and I thought, no, we're going to talk about fun. And I have a couple great articles about fun. One is fun in the workplace and how much more efficient you can be in the workplace. So I'll start the show with a quote from Abraham. And then we'll jump into fun, and I'll jump into a couple articles. Nobody wants to call in and talk to some dead relatives. We can do that. Or to explore your past lives, if anything like that. We can do that. But, you know, okay, I'm gonna frame this a little bit for a second, and we talk about fun and enjoying life and having fun and feeling good. I've spent a lot of years listening to Law of Attraction material. You know, the Abraham material, Dr. Dyer, you know, across the board, you know, The Secret, all kinds of just every author, every spiritual teacher that I read has something to say about the law of attraction or attracting what you want or getting what you want in life. And nowhere in any of those discussions about attracting things do they talk about being depressed. They talk about being so serious and so, you know, worried and so concerned and living by the nature of worry that you'll ever get anything you want. They always talk about it. Jack Canfield said once, who authored the Chicken Soup books, or was a co-author of the Chicken Soup books, Chicken Soup for the Soul, you know, that if it isn't fun, I don't want to do it. If it isn't fun, I don't want to do it. And I remember my mother, who was a domestic, who took care of people's homes, and once told me, preach this basically, whatever you're doing, make it play. Now, play would indicate fun. If you're playing, you're having fun. So whatever you're doing, make it play. So if you want things in your life, make it play. Have fun at whatever you're doing. Now, that sounds kind of, I know there's these serious moments in your life, but with a smile on your face. Well, let me get into some articles, unless you're going to call in and talk to me a little bit more about what's going on in your lives, and maybe we can turn it around to how you can have more fun, how you can make whatever's going on in your life better by just focusing on having more fun. Ooh, and you don't have to spend a whole lot of money on fun, but you know, you can find fun in your own neighborhood, find enjoyment in your own neighborhood. So let me give you a quote, and we'll get into some other things. Oh, I thought maybe I'd get into. Well, let me get to the Abraham quote. I was going to do that anyway. That I can find it. I got all these pages open, and I don't know which one's which now. Okay, this is from January 18th, 2014. You know, Abraham basically, in the teachings of Abraham, and Abraham being a group of non-physical entities, source, energy, whatever, call it God, call it whatever you want to call it, but their basically attitude is, we will achieve what we want in our life if we're feeling good. You've got to get to that place of, like the quote is, your path is more well-lighted than you have been allowing yourself to realize. Well-lit, lighted. And Abraham talks a lot about, and other teachers talk a lot about, that if you want to get what you want in life, you have to feel good. And feeling good usually indicates to me you're having fun, you're enjoying life. You're finding everything you do and finding everything you do and seeking everything you do that feels good, that's fun, that's enjoyable. So I have some articles on that. I have a great article about the workplace and having fun. And how It's from monster.com, which is a recruitment site. And they get articles all the time on certain things about the working world, right? Okay, so let me go to Goodreads. I like Goodreads. Okay, so I like the Dr. Seuss's quote. This is about fun. I try to look for some articles, thoughts on fun, quotes on fun. Just give you a little bit, okay? Dr. Seuss. When he worked, he really worked. But when he played, he really played. So, you know, but I think when you work, you should make it play. I don't know. I kind of disagree. Okay. There was some couple of good quotes here. I know it's wet and sunny. I know it is wet and the sun is not sunny, but we can have lots of good fun that is funny. That was Dr. Seuss again. And there was another quote I wanted to read, but I'm missing it now. Okay. Oh, it was George Carlin once said this, I think. Okay, George Carlin. So have a little fun. Soon enough, you'll be dead, burning in hell with the rest of your family. Happiness is part of who we are. Joy is the feeling. Happiness is part of who we are. So are you happy doing what you're doing? Are you having fun doing what you're doing? If you want to get more in your life, if you want to attract more in your life, if you want to create more in your life, have more fun. That's what I'm trying to tell you to do. I'm trying to emphasize that. And then these articles basically get into that idea about having fun. And I have one article here I want you to go through is, if you're not having fun, you know, life doesn't seem like a lot of fun. And maybe you forgot how to have fun. So let's look at how to have fun again. What can you do to have fun? Okay, so I think I'm going to use those quotes are gone. I'm not going to use those quotes anymore. So I'm talking about having fun, talking about lighting up your life. And I think the article that kicked me into this little things, it was tips for dealing with sudden life changes, like my family moving away, you lose a lover, you lose a friend, you lose your job, whatever it is. It's a time for grief, right? So here's some thoughts on that, and we'll get back to the word fun, but encapsulated in this is the idea of fun. Let me go through these tips. You can call in anytime. Everyone experiences unexpected changes and takes solace in what they're not, then you're not alone. Find people who can talk it out with. Okay, go out with people. Have some fun. Enjoy people that you can talk about it. Laugh when you're doing it, though. Don't be so serious, right? We need to understand that we will have clarity, even if it's not immediately. Clarity, understanding. Pace yourself. Take time and think of a plan of action at your own pace. Don't be in a hurry to get past it. Don't get hurried to get past whatever is going on. Give yourself a break, right? Give yourself a break. Then you can work towards an exit plan and switch tactics. The exit plan is leaving the getting beyond the loss in your life, whatever it is, moving forward into back into normalcy, right? Life changes can be healthy, but that too can create stress as you adapt. So don't be in a hurry to change. If you have life changes in your life, like me, don't be in a hurry to get through it. It's going to happen, and there's going to be a period of adjustment. Don't push it. Don't rush it. Just do it. Just let it go, right? Grief. Ooh, that's the next word is grief. Sadness over the loss of a friend or a family member is devastating. It could be a loss of a job. It could be loss of a pet. Whatever it is. And we all process things differently. It's a singular experience. Again, move at your own pace, not at a pace where others are setting for you. Isn't that so important? That's really important, isn't it? Because you go through your own process of grief. And people who maintain a sense of humor, even as they're going through this grief thing, will react better to it. Will work better through it. Okay? So Somebody's trying to get my attention, and I have no idea who it is. But that's all right. That's all right. Okay. I get these bells ringing in my ears from something out there in the wide world of the internet asking me to do something, but I'm not going to do it. Okay, not responding to somebody, right? Whatever that might be. Okay, that, I don't know what it is. That's all right. Okay, so let's get back to where we're at. We're talking about grief. We're talking about getting past things in your life. And I'm trying to emphasize here, as you get through these things, maintain your sense of humor. Maintain your sense of love. Maintain everything in your life. So let's get back to the article, if I can find where I left off. Okay, whoops, that's not it. Okay, so grief. Everybody, you go at your own pace, but you need to go through it. Now, see, this is where I got kicked into the idea of having fun. That says, tips for dealing with sudden life changes. The next thought from beliefnet.com is, have fun. Isn't that amazing? Have fun. That's how you get through it. Maintaining a sense of humor, doing things that you enjoy doing, sharing things with people that you share things with, you love to do, right? And we'll get into articles a little bit more about how to do it. Cheer yourself on. I think that's a good statement. Cheer, be your best cheerleader. Promote yourself, inspire yourself, motivate yourself. To go to that next place, to go to that next place. So we need to cheer ourselves on. We need to get to that next place, right? Next place, next place. Okay, I think the last one. I think there's one more comment here. Roll with it. I love that. Roll with it. There is nothing much we can do, but to accept changes and move with the flow of life, sometimes we need to take a step back before we can become unglued. Courage doesn't always roar. Sometimes courage is a little voice at the end of the day that says, I'll try again tomorrow. Interesting. I'll try again tomorrow. So I'm trying to frame this back all into this concept of love. Loving yourself, having fun. And that's the emphasis of the show today is, so let's have some more fun. If you want to create what you want in your life, you have to be in this place of fun. You have to be in this place of feeling good to get what you want. Okay, so we're going to get into a couple articles. I thought this one about work and fun was really interesting. I'm checking back to see if anybody wants to talk to me, if you have any subjects or any questions that you want. And I would say that any answer that Spirit's going to give you will probably relate to a little bit about having fun. Maybe I should let my Spirit guys talk to you. Maybe towards the end of the show, because I want to get through a couple articles. And maybe I'll end the show with them talking to you a little bit about the importance of fun. I've been trying to introduce my Spirit guides in more into the show than in the past. I think it's really, really important to get a higher perspective, a non-physical perspective on all of this. So we'll do that. We'll do that at the end of the show. Okay? Okay. I got one listener. Thank you for joining me today. I appreciate you being in the chat room. I'm not sure who else is listening, but if you listen to the show later, I really appreciate it. I'm working on this class for Learn It Live. It's about abundance. And I keep running into things that I'm going to use in the class, ways and techniques to create abundance and what abundance is and how to get more abundance. And doing this today in this show, I'm thinking to myself, enjoying what you do, having fun is one of the biggest keys to creating in your life. So let's get into one of the articles. Why fun at work? Okay, why fun at work? This is from Monster.com. Monster is an advice column. Well, it's for recruiting. If people are having fun, they're going to work harder. The article is by Adrian Gostick and Scott Christopher. Okay, exert. It's from the levity effect. Why it pays to lighten up, and that's the title of the article or the book it's taken from. And this is from Monster.com. So let me get into this, and we'll talk about that a little bit. Okay, if people are having fun, they're going to work harder, stay longer, maintain their composure in a crisis, and take better care of the organization. Here's one example. An excited Kirk Womack of the Thorold Coal Factory in Utah sprinted into his manager's office on the first day of spring and asked if the folks around the factory floor could do something fun. Say, head outside and fly paper airplanes. If they met their quota 2 hours early, the manager wrinkled his brow, and vetoed the idea. Kurt persisted, well then, what if we exceeded our quota by 50%? Figuring he had nothing to lose, the manager finally gave in. Okay? So, the manager's going to go let them fly at paper airplanes if they reach the quota 2 hours early, right? So we'll get into the article, and we'll see what happens in a second here. Okay, as the article goes, later that day at 1:30, the manager checked on things and found that his employees had reached 110% of their quota. By 3 o'clock, they had surpassed by 150%. The airplanes were launched, laughter rang out, and people frolicked. This tale is no big deal, right? Sure, except for the fact that a 50% increase isn't exactly insignificant. While this tale illustrates the benefits of levity at work, it also underscores the dire need to enlighten management. Ooh, isn't that a good thought? Enlighten management. Okay, let me a little bit further. I'm going to paraphrase and jump into the article a little bit. It talks a lot about the best companies. Okay, it's hard to believe that a warm, fuzzy subject such as one would impact on organizational success, but the remarkable case for levity at work is growing, with most convincing numbers cured from more than a decade of research by the Great Place to Work Institute. Data from the organization 1 million person research database reveals that great companies consistently earn significantly higher marks for fun. You know, you go for a job interview. You go to a job interview. Maybe that's one of the things you should ask. Do you encourage having fun? That we're having fun at the workplace? What is our culture at this employer? What is my culture if I'm an employer? What is the culture that I'm trying to create in the job place and in my life and in my family and in my community, in my neighborhood? Are we stoic and boring, or are we having fun? Are we having fun? Okay, so let's keep going, okay? Each year, the Great Place to Work Institute asks tens of thousands of employees to rate their experience of workplace factors, including, is this a fun place to work? On Fortune's 100 Best Companies to Work For list, produced by the Great Place to Work Institute, employees and companies that are designated as great responded overwhelmingly, an average of 81%, that they are working at a fun environment. That's a compelling statistic. Employees at the best companies are also having the best time. So if you're an employer or if you're an employee looking for a job, what is the company? You know, what is their culture? I know this doesn't sound very spiritual, but it is. It is spiritual. So So let's get back to this whole concept of workplace and fun. And I'm going to get into an article about if you're not having fun now, how can you increase it? How can you do it? Okay, so let me finish on with this article, and then we'll get back to it. Well, let me check on you guys, see what's going on. Anybody wants to talk to me? Okay, nobody wants to talk to me yet. Okay, you got any questions, any thoughts, anything going on in your lives that you need to talk about that we can kind of twist it into fun a little bit, make it, turn it into fun a little bit? I'm talking about the workplace because so many people, you know, that's a big part of our lives is going to work every day, doing what we do. That's why I want to turn this show into more fun. I want to turn this into, you know, I don't want to be so serious. Okay, so let's go. Okay, let's keep going on here. Uh, 81%. Okay, that's a compelling statistic. Employees at the best companies are also having the best time. The good companies, those that apply for inclusion do not make the top 100. Only 62 employees out of 100 say they're having fun. So good being versus great. Good being versus great. So good companies, it's not so much fun. Great companies, they're having fun, right? So it makes a big difference, you know, how your company is rated. Is it really the top level companies? And the top level companies are having fun. Now a skeptic will ask, are successful companies more fun to work in since they're winning and profitable, or does fun create success? It's the old which came first, the chicken or the egg question. As we met with Amy Lehman, chairman of the board and co-founder of the Institute, she explained that fun and success go hand in hand, and all companies should be wondering how to have more fun. Now, let's take that because maybe you're not working. And maybe you don't have control, but you can create fun in your life, in your family. You can have fun in your family. You can have fun in everywhere else. So I'm using this story about corporations and businesses as an example of anywhere, in any environment, you can have fun. Any environment, you can have fun. And life should be about enjoying life. Life should be about enjoying life. Yeah, but I would ask my friend here, how do you feel about the environment? I know you want to get a job, and it's important to get a job. And income is based on getting a job, right? You know, eating is important. It's sometimes, unless you need to lose a little weight, then you can cut back on the eating. But my question is, how do you feel about the culture of that company? Do you feel that people are basically... I use the word fun, but they enjoy their jobs. They really are into the jobs. There's a lot of smiling and a lot of laughter, and there's a lot of – maybe it's subtle, maybe it's quiet, but it's still there. People are not taking themselves too seriously all the time. I'd hate to work for a stuffy company, wouldn't you? I'd hate to work for a stuffy company, but everybody's serious and, well, you can't talk. You're at work. You can't talk. Have you ever worked at a place like that? I worked at a place like that. It's not talking time, right? It's not talking time. So I would say yes, if it's a small company. Okay. But do you enjoy the culture? I know you're asking me yes or no and so forth, but I'm trying to give you why you should or shouldn't, because it's really important. If you feel that you fit into the culture, then yes, you'll get the job. If you feel that you would work well with the team, and you already feel that energy when you're there, that you just feel part of the environment already, even if you've just gone on one interview, and if you feel like you're part of the environment, then yeah, it's a fit. You'll get the job. But if you don't feel that chemistry, you don't feel like it's like getting a job is like going out on a date. Think about it that way. Getting a job is like going out on a date. if you don't connect with the person across from you at the table, if you don't connect with the energy, if you're not like having this like really good flow, the date doesn't go well. And you never go well with it, right? You never end up with that person. So the same thing with the job. I would say to you, do you feel like you're connecting with that job, that place? Do you feel the energy that there's this? I don't know if you've ever done that, because I've done it in jobs. So I would say to yes, if you feel the culture is right for you. If you feel the energy is right for you, then it's the job for you. And I would campaign for it, because you have that right energy. You know, if it feels right when you're there, then you know the universe is taking you there. Does that make sense? The universe is bringing you there for that job. So let's get back to having fun. To this whole thing about having fun. Let me get to the other article. Hopefully I answered your question. Now, this whole article in this, it was written by our life coach, and I'm going to give her name in a minute so that you know frame of reference here, who she is. So, Marsha Beck is the author of Finding Your Own North Star. Okay, so that's who I'm quoting. She's the life coach. So what did she say about creating fun or having fun? Okay. Technique one, fishing for smiles. Sit down with a notepad and list the things that you enjoy, everything from picking your teeth to touring Nepal. As you write down each item, seriously consider doing the very thing later today or this week or this year. You'll have different emotional reactions to each idea. You're looking for one in particular, something I call the spontaneous smile. This is a smile that bubbles up almost irrepressibly, like a beach ball popping out of the water. You don't feel that you're smiling so much as being smiled. You understand the question, what she's asking here? You go through these things of lists that you would do and things that you like to do and blah, blah, blah. But there's going to be some that when you see that and you write it down, you're going to go, whoa, a smile jumps all over your face. That's step number one. Let me go back. Continue with the step number one for a moment. And then we'll go on from there. Finishing step number one. If you don't, you might have unhealed emotional wounds, such as a trauma or a loss that never processed. A therapist can help you make the worlds of difference. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I'm skipping down here and I'm going, what? That's the right section. Okay, this is a smile that bubbles forth. You don't feel like you're smiling so much as being smiled. Your whole body may relax. I've seen this happen to people. It happened to me while contemplating very small pleasures, say tickling my cat, very large ones such as getting married. Playing with my granddaughter would be mine. I smile when I think about seeing my granddaughter and playing with my granddaughter. Now, I would ask anybody who's listening to the show, what are those little things that you do for pleasure that you enjoy that you would call fun, even like petting your cat, that really instantly bring a smile to your face? What are those things that you can do that instantly bring a smile to your face? What are they? Okay, so we're moving on. I've learned to trust this response as a powerful cure from the true self, a signal that one's innate sense of fun has been awakened and is pointing the way to joyful, meaningful life. It's finding those things. So she's saying, make a list. Think about the things that you've enjoyed doing. Just make a list. And what pops up? I would say when you make this list, as you write down the things you enjoy, the more and more you get into the list and further you down the list, the more and more you're going to tap into your subconscious, the greater part of yourself, and that soulfulness, that pure joy, center of pure joy, and those things are going to come up later on the list, or they may reoccur all the time. So look at that. What's your list of things that you really enjoy doing? Hugging your son. Well, see, that's it. So fun for you is spending time with your son. So if you're kind of down in the dumps, you would go to that. You would go to your son and play with your son, or whatever it is, play with your dog. Now, they always say that dog therapy is one of the best therapies. Some people are not into dogs, but dog therapy is really great. Hugging my dog brings a great deal of joy to me. Walking my dog. So get into those habits of looking for those things. Okay, let's move on. Let's move on to this article. It's a fun article. Okay, technique number two. If you're looking for more fun things in your life to do and to break the monotony or break out of bad patterns or break out of negativity, genetic research suggests that our fun preferences are largely inborn and remain consistent throughout life. The time you are free to act on them is usually childhood. So there's another great place to look for your fun print. I like that fun print. It's your trusty notebook. Begin listing things you remember enjoying as a child. That might take some time, and you might have to talk to your parents if you're young enough, if they're still around, and or your siblings or cousins, whoever it might be. And you might want to ask these questions. Well, it says, okay, it tells you to do that anyway. So pay a particular attention to the things that made you lose time so that hours seem to disappear in seconds. What absorbed you that completely? Telling stories, climbing trees, playing dress up. You may want to ask your family, as I mentioned. Next, look for patterns in this childhood fun. Do you like playing alone or with others, inside or outside? So that's kind of start asking yourself these questions. What are the patterns, or the patterns of the types of things you do? Did you like to build things like forts, or, you know, erector sets goes back to my youth, but building things. Or maybe it's on the computer, you like to build things, right? So what did you do as a child? Okay, so let me keep going. You want to ask family members, okay, now look for patterns, okay, calmly or roughly, inside or out, you know, was it physical activities, or are you kind of more relaxed? Did you get lost in books, right? I read books. I used to get books as a kid. I love to get lost. I get lost in stories, living vicariously. I love stories. I remember this a series of books as I was an early teenager about adventures in the Amazon and other places, and I just got loved in those stories. I got lost in geography. I loved as a kid geography. I loved maps. I was a map freak. You know, I love looking at maps. So what are those things in your childhood that really turned you on? And it really, and now you can do the, why not do them again, as the article is going to go on to say. Almost certainly those preferences still exist in you, even after all these years in prep school or prison or whatever. No socialization is so complete that cannot override the fun print buried in our genes. I love that. The fun print buried in our genes. Choosing careers, avocations, and personal activities that fit this code will make your life happier and more purposeful across the board. So if you have a job, it's okay. But look for a hobby. Look for something that you love to do as a hobby. What a concept. Even if it's reading, you know, you love to go to the library and you like to check out books and you like to go sit and have a cup of coffee and read a book. Does that bring a smile to your face? Maybe you're just into romantic comedies or adventures. So what are you doing? What can you do? Okay, this childhood. So let's go on to technique, real-time research. And that's the next one. Okay, so the technique requires that you keep a cursory fun journal on a calendar. every day jot down a brief list of your major activities. Give each experience a fun score, with zero meaning no fun. I don't know what's no fun, but everything can be fun at some level, right? And 10 meaning fun fabulous. As the days go by, you'll begin to see which activities and people yield the most fun. And you'll be surprised. My clients always find that the activities they think will be supremely, like eating dinner at the Ritz, consistently rank lower than those things you're taking granted, like eating Ritz crackers for dinner or sharing it with friends, you know, being with friends. Almost all of us can have wonderful fun without nearly as much money, education, beauty, and power as we think we need. So we're looking for those things that bring smiles to our face. What brings a smile to your face? As you go through the day, jot down what brings a smile. What brings a smile to your face as you go through the day? And list that. And you'll get a pattern of, oh yeah, that makes me smile. So let's keep going with the article. Okay. These methods are just training wheels designed to get to a real goal of continuously feeling and responding to your sense of fun. Getting into your fun zone as much as you can, right? What's the word she used? I love here about fun. It's being in that fun place, right? Your fun zone. Okay, so. Okay, for example, my friend Gloria gave up the faux fun of chain smoking, and she discovered that her perpetual nicotine habit, her master profound lack of joy in her perfect looking life. Her funless marriage couldn't stand the strain. And overnight, Gloria went from a country club socialite to a starving student, single mother. She enrolled in college. She'd call me every so often and say, I have no money, I no social life, but time to do anything but steady. I've never had so much fun in my life. So this lady found her fun was just being a student, being steady, loved studying and learning. So today, 6 years later, Gloria is taking the board exams to become an MD. Her fun print led her right through med classes, and she's following it onward, planning to do volunteer pediatrics in the third world. So she found her fun print. I love that, her fun print. So what do you think about this? I know I've left you behind. I'm off wandering somewhere today about fun. But that's what it's about, right? Isn't it about having fun? So any other questions? But I would recommend that you do those things. I would suggest, if life seems a little dull, a little boring, right? Look for fun in your life. And we're back to this whole thing of manifesting and creating your life, what you want to create. Okay. So let's focus on having some fun, enjoying life a little bit more. I had some articles and I was hoping for more calls. I probably don't set up for a lot more. So let's get into something else. Okay, let's get into something else for a couple of minutes. And then, okay, let's find another article that I was going to cover today. I thought I was kind of like, man, I think it was pretty good. A good little article on 10 fast stress-busting pickups. Okay, so you got stressful and you're stressed out, but these are some ideas of de-stressing. And you'll notice as we go through these that a lot of them has to do with fun. Okay, first one. This is from WebMD. Laugh out loud. Feeling stressed about work and family responsibilities, there are plenty of quick things that you can do to reduce your tension. Throw a comedy into the DVD player. Invite over some friends. Share a few good laughs. Every time you crack up, increased oxygen courses to your organs. Blood flow increases and stress evaporates. In fact, just thinking about having a good laugh is enough to lower your stress hormone levels. So having fun and laughing is medically good for you, right? Okay, next one. Pet your dog. Your pet not only gives you unconditional love, but he, she also is good for your health. When you pet your dog, even for just a few minutes, your body releases feel-good hormones like serotonin, prolactin, and oxytocin. At the same time, it decreases the amount of the damaging stress hormones that are released. This can lower your blood pressure, less anxiety, and even boost in, last word here, in immunity. So whatever, it's a dog, is it a cat, is it a bird, is it a fish? So whatever it is. Okay, so let's move on. We got a couple more here that I think will be enjoyable to do. Another one, you know, sometimes we get stressed out and we get frustrated, and it's hard to have fun when there's so much clutter around. So they're saying clean the clutter. Being surrounded by too much stuff can be overwhelming and contribute to stress. Stress to me is the opposite of fun. Stress to me is the opposite of fun. So it brings on anxiety when you can't find your checkbook, your child's homework, or the utility bill. So declutter, de-stress. Tackle a drawer or a shelf. I'm going to do that. I'm cleaning out a lot of things in my place after my daughter moved out. There's a lot of stuff that I would never use. A lot of things I want to get rid of that I never use. It's like that closet thing. If you go into your closet or go into certain areas of your life where you have things stored, have you used it in the last year? Really? Have you used it? Are you seeing yourself using it in the next few months? If not, perhaps it's time to donate it, give it to somebody else, send it away, do something with it. Just get rid of it. An uncluttered space can be feel satisfying and restorative. As an added plus, spring cleaning is good exercise, burning more than 250 calories per hour. Well, I don't know about the calorie part, but I do know that just uncluttering makes life so much simpler. The next one I think is really interesting, too. It's not everybody can do this, but I'll let me twist it around for something that everybody can do. Mow the lawn. Cutting the lawn may sound like work, but the smell of freshly mowed grass can actually make you feel more relaxed. Scientists say that chemicals from newly cut grass help block the release of stress hormones in the brain. I love the smell of freshly cut grass. I don't know if you guys do. So if you can't mow your own lawn, find some gardener and follow him around all day, right? Okay, they're going to mow some lawns. I'm going to go follow the gardeners around. I'm going to go smell that stuff, right? So do it. Do it. Okay, is there one more? I'm squeezing all this in. And they say drink some orange juice. The vitamin C will help you to release stress. And it feels good. And the next one is sing. Even sing in the shower. Sing with friends. Just make an evening. Go karaoke singing if you love to sing. Even if you don't like to sing, it's going to help release certain chemicals. Okay, do it. Just do it. Well, I'm having fun today. I know I didn't get a lot of callers and a lot of listeners, but I still had fun. And I love doing this stuff. I love giving you articles I think will help you in your life to manifest, create what you want. And I'm really back to this whole thing, wrapping this all up in a little nutshell here. If you can enjoy life, if you can feel good, if you're having fun, you're not focusing on problems, you're not focusing on worry, but you're allowing the universe to bring you whatever you want. So that's the key here, being open and allowing by having fun. So bye now. I love you guys. Bye.